away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got. Yeah, we got a lot at stake. Still my friend, at least we didn't intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I've got and what I'm not and who I am.
WMBR, Cambridge.
If this radio spot were Nikki Baker's life, it would start pretty normal, like this.
And about this far in, Nikki would drop out of high school.
Here, she'd be forced to work two jobs.
But then, she'd decide to earn her GED diploma.
It would be the beginning of a brighter future. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future.
GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good evening, everyone. This is Aishwarya, signing on from WMBR Cambridge. You're listening to 88.1 FM. And I am signing on for today's episode of Moments and Melodies. So, I know I'm usually here at this time with Post-It Wall, but for the second time this season, I'm back with a different landscape, different set of thoughts, and a different space of music. So, I'm here every other week to share classical tunes and classic tales from across the Indian subcontinent. So if you're just joining us here at WMBR for the next hour, I'd encourage you to sit back, close your eyes, and forget just for a moment the chaotic hustle of the world around you and the thoughts within you. And join me instead on a journey through a meditative musical landscape. Tonight, we're going to begin in the eastern Indian state of Bengal with a charming and haunting folk tune. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
listening to actually a Bengali folk tune in Dadra Tal, which is six beats, something like 6-8 or 3-4 that you might encounter in Western classical music. But what's noteworthy or notable about this particular track is that it's been played by an artist by the name of Hariprasad Chaurasia, who is perhaps one of the most legendary, one of the most famous flautists or bansuri players coming from Hindustani classical tradition, which is Indian, North Indian classical tradition, actually, specifically. And I absolutely love the way that he renders this track with so much emotion. And the way he sort of dances over those chromatic notes is really beautiful, in my opinion. So we're going to continue this journey, but move sort of from north to south along across the subcontinent and move into another piece by Karthik Iyer on Carnatic violin called Prelude in Bilhari. So we just heard a prelude in Bilahari, which was by Kartik Iyer, again on the Carnatic violin. He's turning out to be one of my favorites over these past couple of weeks as I've been really, really busy in the lab, not having a ton of time to kind of go home and listen to the usual collection of very lyrically oriented music that I usually do. And what I really love about this track is that he sort of blends this meaningful, emotional, classical Indian Carnatic ragam with seemingly Western classical traditions, something pretty similar to a sonata that you might hear played on a piano. And this is a collaboration with Dondu Divan as a part of his album Indo Soul, specifically the Pallavi Shift. So that was a prelude in Bilahari. Up next, back to a little bit of folk, because I can't help enjoying some folk tunes. To Rajasthan for a Rajasthani folk piece.
Sujare tani lori sunao sujare tani lori sunao sujare 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 tani lori sunao sujare sujare चांदी सो मुखड़ो तेरे बाली जाऊं चांदी सो मुखड़ो तेरे बाली जाऊं सुजारे देखी तने में सपनों देखूं देखी तने में सपनों देखूं देखी तने में सपनों देखूं मैं तेरों मेरे लाल रे देखी तने में सपनों
We were just listening to a Rajasthani folk song, a folk tune that's actually a lullaby. And it was performed by Sultan Khan, Ustad Sultan Khan, and Ustad Zakir Hussain on the tabla. I'm sure that's a name that you've heard before. So Ustad Sultan Khan on the sarangi, the bowed string instrument that I presented a little bit of the last time I was here, and Zakir Hussain, of course, on the tabla. It's a really gentle tune that supports the really gentle lyrics as well. For those of you who understood, that speak a little bit of the language, you knew that it was asking a child to sleep. And basically sung in the style of a lullaby, which is really beautiful. Up next, we have a ghazal, which is basically in a Indian semi-classical style of music that is sort of popular in northern India and in Pakistan. It's not pure classical. It's sort of semi-classical for a reason. The content, the lyrical content, tends to be anything from love songs to sort of describing the day and the place and the time to just, they're known for beautiful poetry, beautiful lyrics, and spectacular renditions that have stuck with us for years, for decades, by some of the most popular artists between India and Pakistan. So up next is a ghazal by Mehdi Hassan, who is a legendary ghazal singer, but also a household name and a name and a song that many, many people would recognize. So stay tuned for that.
अब तक दिल खुश फहम को है तुझसे उम्मीदें, अब तक दिल खुश फहम को है तुझसे उम्मीदें, अब तक दिल खुश फहम को है तुझसे उम्मीदें, अब तक दिल खुश फहम को है तुझसे उम्मीदें, ये आखिरी शम भी बुझाने एक उम्र से हूँ लज्जत की रिया से भी महरूम, एक उम्र से हूँ लज्जत गिरिया से भी महरूम, एक उम्र से हूँ, एक उम्र से हूँ, एक उम्र से हूँ, एक उम्र से हूँ, एक उम्र से हूँ लज्जत गिरिया से भी मैं हूँ, एक उम्र से हूँ से भी राहत जा मुझको रुलाने लिए तो कुछ तो कुछ तो मेरे पिंदार मोहब्बत का भरम रखे कुछ तो मेरे पिंदारे मोहब्बत का भरम रखे कुछ तो मेरे पिंदार मोहब्बत का भरम रखे कुछ तो मेरे पिंदारे मोहब्बत का भरम रखे तू भी तो कभी मुझको मनाने के लिए आ
was Mehdi Hasan on Ranjish Hi Sahi. perhaps one of the most popular ghazals, sort of rendered over the years. It's a tune and a set of lyrics that many people that grew up listening to ghazals would recognize and immediately know to love. Amongst the many things that I really love about that particular recording and that piece in general is the sort of intricate, exquisite tabla playing, the percussion playing that's accompanying Mehdi Hasan as he sings. It's sort of so well tuned and timed to the nature of the music that the vocalist is producing to sort of not overshadow him, but to give him support and enrich the music that he's producing. And I think it really takes not only a brilliant and a creative artist to be able to support a vocalist that way, but also someone that is very knowledgeable about the composition itself and has sort of practiced with it specifically and has a good understanding of the structure of the piece, which is really rare and is a really beautiful thing when two musicians can come together like that. And that's really a theme in classical Indian music, is that it's not just sort of vocalists coming up, sort of showing up, coming to do their thing while the percussionist or the accompanist are sort of figuring things out along the fly to join in. Sometimes that happens, but more often than not, there's this deep understanding of the language of the music itself, not in terms solely of the lyrics, but in terms of the musical structure, the content, the phrasing. And when all of the accompanists and the main artists can come together with this understanding, it produces some really, really beautiful music. Up next is kind of what I'd like to call the main piece for the night, or maybe where the story part comes in. So the song we're about to hear is about a mythical character by the name of Heer. And it's Heer of the famous Punjabi love duo Heer and Ranjha. They're basically characters from Punjabi folklore. And for those of you who don't know, Punjab is in northwest India and also, I guess, northeast Pakistan. It's sort of a shared linguistic and cultural region, though there are separate states in both countries by that name. And according to folklore, Heer had fallen in love with Ranjha, who is a man of another village and another community, who had charmed Heer with his flute playing. And it's a theme that's actually weaved beautifully into the song that we're about to hear. But as legend has it, their story is actually a tragedy. Heer and Ranjha are, in fact, never united. And the longing and the devotion in their relationship is the subject of centuries of poetry and musical compositions from the Indian Northwest. Sung with a gusto that retains the sense of tragedy inherent to the song, the lyrics are actually from the perspective of Heer. She sings these words as she's being married off to another groom, who isn't Ranjha, actually. And she laments that she doesn't want to be sent off with them. She sings the virtues of her true love. And in all the style of Sufi poetry, both the declarations of her love and the descriptions of her beloved are allegories for divine love itself. The Coke Studio version of this song, it's a song that's been rendered by many different generations of musicians from very many different gharanas or musical families, but the version I'm about to play is from Coke Studio Pakistan. This version captures the wistfully defeated melancholy of Heer's refrain, with the tabla anchoring the musical arrangement as the flute makes our pain for Heer take flight. The song ends with the flute racing across a gasping percussion and a piano-driven hope, evoking the spirit of Heer, soaring above the confines of society, racing towards dreams never lived, and love more powerful than the bounds of time and space itself. There are many, many moments in the song that I absolutely adore. And I'll let you find your own favorites as you listen next, but in probably what is my most favorite moment in the song, the lyrics sing something really beautiful. Translated to English, one passage says, Heer died from the grief of Ranjha's separation. Her grief became a testimony to love. There was a smile on her face as she was lowered into the grave. There was utter darkness beneath that mound of dust. The angels arrived to question her about her deeds. And when they asked, she said, "Have you seen my Rancha anywhere?"
अद्धी अद्धी रात पहर दे तड़के ससु एस मुरली वाले नीले मुरली बजावे ओ नहीं मैं जाना मैं नहीं हो जाना खेड़ियां देता दिल विच राजे तख्यार मैं नहीं जाना खेड़ियां
खेड़ियां देना
Flute melody at the end, it gets me every time. I love that. It gives me chills. Absolutely brilliant. So that was Kerian Denal by the Niazi brothers, whose father, I believe, or father and uncle, or maybe a grandfather, someone in their family had sort of originally popularized this set of lyrics and this melody, and the family has sort of carried it on as a tradition for the next several generations of singers. And Coke Studio Pakistan, that this was season 7. They produced this particular song as a part of the season 7 album. They had gone on to add some Western elements to sort of enrich it with the flute music and the piano music that you heard sort of throughout. I think it's a really, really beautiful rendition of a classic melody. We are unfortunately running out of time very, very quickly. Wow, I wonder where the hour goes every time. I have one last track for you. Going back to South India, we're going to listen to a little bit of Veena, which is an instrument that I had intended to play for you last time, but we hit a few technical difficulties, for those of you who remember. And we're going to listen to a ragam played on the Veena called Neelambari, also the ragam I had intended to play last time. And this is specifically, as I mentioned, a ragam that's often used for lullabies, for songs that are meant to put children to sleep, for one thing, but also as part of religious and devotional services. Often the songs that are written in the tradition to sing to a higher being or to the Lord at nighttime. And so it's sort of a very sweet, very relaxing melodic structure. And with that, let's hear a little bit of that track. Unfortunately, I can't quite finish that track because we have hit the end of the hour. But I'd like to say thank you all for joining me tonight on Of Moments and Melodies. So happy to share a bit of my culture, my tastes, and my music with all of you who are listening tonight, and hope you'll join me again the next time I'm on air, 2 weeks from now. So up next, we have Brian Sennett with music by Dead People, continuing with the theme of classical music. So that's up next. Hope you'll stay tuned right after this short promo. Thanks, and have a great night.
My mother always said, radio is 90% write, rehearse, set things on fire in the recording studio, sound engineer panic, and 10% perform live on the air for the listening ears of Cambridge on 88.1 WMBR and the world online at WMBR.org. We have 180 minutes, and we're going to make the most of them. Starting at 8 p.m. on Friday, January 12th, our team of writers, actors, and producers will have 180 minutes to create an 18-minute radio drama from a prompt we've never seen before. Our quest? To get it on the air by 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can we do it? We have no idea!
I can't watch!
You don't have to. Listen on January 12th starting at 8 p.m. on 88.1 FM or online at WMBR.org with the big event starting at 11 p.m. WMBR in Cambridge, the freshest radio on your FM dial.